This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Look, my brothers and sisters in Islam, our ultimate goal in this dunya is to arrive to a stage where we are guaranteed the highest level of Jannah. When I interact with people on a daily basis and I look at the condition that we're all going through and compare that condition with the early generations that were described by the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, as the best. خَيْرٌ النَّاسِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. The best of all people is my generation, then the one to follow, and then the one to follow. The Prophet was describing the condition of the best, of the best, of the best. So who are we to be compared with all of them? But still, our ultimate request from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every prayer that we make is to be with them in Jannah. Yet, my brothers and sisters in Islam, the reality is we don't have in our account a lot of prayers. We don't have in our account a lot of charities, days of fasting. We don't have even jihad in our lives. We struggle sometimes to wake up for Fajr. We struggle with walking few steps to the masjid. So if you feel that your level of iman is so low, and sometimes when you read the stories of the Sahaba, of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, you feel depressed because you say, will I really be with them on the Day of Judgment? Look at what they do. Sometimes they will pray late at night, the Tahajjud prayer, with 5 to sometimes even 9 juz's. 9 parts of the Quran, standing late at night praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People amongst us who stand for 30 minutes, we will call them heroes. You have done a great job. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. This is not to discourage you from praying late at night. This is not to discourage you from fasting every Monday and Thursday. This is not to discourage you from all the acts of ibadah that had lifted up the early generations to their ranks and status. This is just to acknowledge our reality and to find a different approach that would lead us to the same route. Jannatul Firdaus, the highest level of Jannah, inshaAllah ta'ala, with the companions, with the righteous. And when we arrive to that conclusion, my brothers and sisters, when you know yourself, your ability, your capacity of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be at peace. You say, you know what, I can't do same thing that the companions and the prophets used to do, but I've got something else that I can develop. I've got something else that I can do that would, inshaAllah ta'ala, bring me closer to them on the Day of Judgment in Jannah, inshaAllah ta'ala. So what is that ultimate solution that will bring us closer to them in Jannah, inshaAllah ta'ala? There is nothing better than perfecting your manners. That's the only thing, my brothers and sisters. And we'll explore now a few of the narrations of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that put great emphasis on the importance of perfecting our manners in this dunya before meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ لَيُدْرِكُ بِحُسْنِ خُلُقِهِ دَرَجَةَ الصَّائِمِ الْقَائِمِ. That a believer, through his character, may attain the level of the person who fasts during the day and pray throughout the night. Can you imagine, my brothers and sisters in Islam, through your perfect manner, you may attain that beautiful reward of praying throughout all the night and fasting throughout the day. And these are very, very special acts of worship in the sight of Allah, my brothers and sisters. Please remember that. But if you can't, for any reason, stand up all night like the great companions, if you can't fast regularly like how they used to do, then at least perfect your manners to reach to that level. Not only that, my brothers and sisters in Islam, remember very well that even if your acts of ibadah were to be perfect, mashallah, tabarakallah, but your manners were unpleasant, all your good deeds can be rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A group of people came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam informing him of a lady who is known for her prayers. She used to perform too much prayers, too much charity and fasting, but she harmed her neighbors with her tongue. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, لا خير فيها هي في النار. There is no goodness in such a lady. She is in hellfire. That's what the Prophet ﷺ said about a person who used to pray too much, a person who used to fast a lot and give a lot of charities. Yet because of her ill manner, she was destined to hellfire. وَلَعْيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. So perfecting our manners in these spiritual crisis that we are living in is so essential for us, my brothers and sisters, so that we can, inshaAllah ta'ala, get closer and closer to the righteous company of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions. And the best gift of all, my brothers and sisters in Islam, that beautiful gift that will give us hope and make us live peacefully within ourselves, not torturing ourselves because of our level of ibadah. And that is, there is nothing heavier on the scale of good deeds than good manners. Can you imagine? Perfect it. Do your very best. This is the thing that we can develop. Although ibadah can be also developed, but if you find it hard and you've been trying for many, many years, there's nothing easier than developing good manners. A smile on your face is a charity, is an act of charity. A good word is an act of charity. Removing harmful objects from the path of people is also an act of charity. You see, there is nothing easier than perfecting your manners. When ibadah becomes a bit hard on us, when we can't compete, which is a reality, we will never be able to compete with them. When that becomes very hard, the only exit for our misery, my brothers and sisters in Islam, is perfecting our manners and character. This is what the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ said. If you want to get closer to him and to his righteous company, perfect your manners. The Prophet ﷺ said, أَقْرَبَكُم مِّنِّي مَجْلِسًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَحَاسِنُكُمْ أَخْلَاقًا. The closest to me on the Day of Judgment are those with the best character and manners. So I believe, my brothers and sisters in Islam, with all honesty, that we have no other ways but to perfect our manners if we wish to be closer and to enjoy the company of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions. And I want you to remember one very important point, and that is perfecting our manners today is so much valuable in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than any other time, because morality today has become a very rare product. It's very difficult for people to divert their gaze from that which is haram. It's very difficult not to witness sinful activities in public. Life has become surrounded by sinful activities. So perfecting our manners today in our time has become very, very essential for the Muslims. The Prophet ﷺ predicted that a time will come where the reward of one of us will be equal to 50 of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. Can you imagine? And when the companions, may Allah be pleased with them, inquire why is that so, he said, because patience would be like holding on a burning coal. That's the description of our time today. So perfecting our manners today might multiply your rewards, my brothers and sisters in Islam. So pay attention, my brothers and sisters, to your akhlaq, to your manners, because they might be the gate, the only gate for you to be with the Prophet ﷺ and his righteous company. And finally, my brothers and sisters in Islam, Mu'adh ibn Jabal came to the Prophet ﷺ asking him for something that would bring him closer to Jannah and send him farther away from hellfire. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned two things: taqwallah wa husn al-khuluq, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fear of falling into sinful activities, always being conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he's around you, that he's observing you, that he's overwatching you, and husn al-khuluq, great manners. These are the two things that will bring us closer to Jannah. When we realize that we are not as great as the companions, and as a result, we will never be able to compete with them when it comes to ibadat, then at least we have an exit from this misery that will grant us peaceful life in this dunya, and inshallah ta'ala, a great, tremendous reward on the Day of Judgment. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.